Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about the lights going out literally in the UK, because I think we're going to have a long and dark and cold winter. Gosh, I sound a bit like Joe Biden, don't I? Only in his case, he wants it. I don't. So if you enjoy this, remember, hit the heart button at the end of it. Let me know, please. And if you want to support the platform, please consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below enabling you to do that. And if you don't want to do that, try the old donor box, link below as well. Either options are absolutely fine. Okay, let's get to it. So this shouldn't surprise anyone who's been paying attention, but it's a headline today in the press. British families could be paid to turn their lights off. Yeah, just turn everything off. The National Grid plans to pay homes £6 for each kilowatt hour they avoid using at peak times to avoid blackouts this winter. Now, we've been warning you about this. This is part of the plan. This is exactly what the globalists are moving on to. They want us sitting in our homes in the dark. Now, they're going to pay us to do it. So let's dig into the details. So these measures come amid spiraling energy costs made worse by the war in Ukraine. Okay, well, Boris Johnson is supporting the war in Ukraine. So does that mean these measures come amidst spiraling energy costs made worse by Boris Johnson? No, why not? Households with smart meters could be paid £6 per kilowatt hour not used. And the National Grid is looking at expanding the measures now under trial. So struggling families, oh yes, all you struggling families, the government's making sure you're struggling families, could be paid to use less energy as the National Grid works desperately to cut the risk of blackouts. So those customers foolish enough to have smart meters, oh, sorry, is that me editorializing? Yes, it is. Will be paid to cut their usage during peak times under plans being considered by National Grid. The National Grid sees the plan as a cheaper and more environmentally friendly way to keep the lights on rather than paying fossil fuel power plants to increase production. Have you got that? So what the National Grid is saying, yeah, actually, it'd be cheaper if we pay you not to have your power on rather than use the hydrocarbon power fuel plants to increase production. Yeah, they think that's a good idea. The proposal could see households paid up to £6 for each hour they avoid using at peak times, according to the Times. That compares with the 28.4p homes per kilowatt hour at the moment. So I'm not sure what that means. Anyway, National Grid is looking to offer the scheme to millions of families. Millions of folks could be blessed with the gift of sitting in the dark at peak time. Yeah. Families, you see, don't forget, families are struggling with energy bills that are up to 54%. I think it's going to be more than that. They're going to jump by a further £800 this autumn. People are going to be crucified by the time we get to the winter. That much is obvious. But this is what they want. Get this. This is even more insane. The National Grid have trialed the proposals with customers this year and is now looking to extend the offer to millions of British households. So millions of you will be potentially paid to sit in the dark. It's believed to have written to suppliers last week, asking them to assess how much less energy their customers could be persuaded to use. Actually, they're planning, they're working on how much less energy can we get away with providing to the British people? And the cost of the scheme could then be added onto energy bills. But the National Grid is said to believe the additional charge would be less than the cost of paying power plants to increase supply. So what? So what they're saying is, listen, if you're not going to have blackouts this winter in the UK, a first world country, if we're not going to have blackouts, then what we're going to do is we're going to incentivize people by paying them up to £6 per kilowatt hour saved at peak. And then we're going to add the cost of that subsidy onto the energy bills for people in general. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Also, don't forget, this isn't as bad. So this isn't as bad as it gets. Here's another warning for you. Ministers, apparently, the government believes that 6 million households could experience blackouts this winter because of, quote, the war in Ukraine. Really? The government's reasonable worst case scenario, drawn up by Whitehall, shows that there may be significant gas shortages if Russia cuts off Europe's supply. Well, why would Russia do that unless Europe decides to stop paying Russia? Don't understand that one. Whitehall's worst case scenario modeling says Britain would have to implement its emergency gas plans, which would see gas fire power stations closed. That in turn would lead to a shortage of electricity that could force the government to ration it in a similar manner to Edward Heath's 3-day week in the 1970s. Well, hey, I don't know about you guys listening, but I was around in the 1970s and I remember the 3-day week, which kind of brought Britain to its knees back then. It ushered in all kinds of chaos, and that seems to be where we're heading in 2022. So from the 70s to the 2020s, and it looks like everything changes and nothing stays, and yet everything stays the same. So there we have it. Strong possibility that by the time we get to winter, some people will be being paid to sit in the dark and not use their electricity. Isn't it amazing what this government is doing to the British people? I mean, if ever we needed a popular uprising, we sure as hell need it now. Thank you so much for listening.